Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Great unwashed reporting for duty here, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
How dare you ask questions of us?
In an extraordinary place.
Go away, peasant!
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, friends, we're loaded up for bear today on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about the debate.
The big old land with countless dreams.
Tonight, debate number two in the GOP presidential race. We'll have complete coverage for you beginning tonight. 7 p.m. on the flag. Steve Hallstrom, Jay Thomas, yours truly. We have a panel of folks that are watching the debate with us in studio here. I think we have about 50 folks coming tonight. And that gives us a real kind of, it's basically real-time polling on what folks are seeing in the debate. So look forward to that. Hogan Gidley, who was a former deputy press secretary for Donald Trump, now part of the America First organization, is going to join us to talk a little bit about tonight's debate. And I'm curious if you care. I mean, are you paying attention to this? Is this, you know, I think it's, first of all, I mean, there's, what, seven people on that stage tonight? Is that the number? Is that seven or eight?
Oh, yeah, I think eight.
Let me count them here. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, did I say him yet?
Nope.
Doug Burgum. Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it's just seven that are there. I should know this. But they're obviously all competing to be in the what-if category. Because Donald Trump is obviously...
Yep, seven.
...by a mile the Republican nominee. Unless there's some reason we don't know now, they won't be the nominee.
I saw the lineup that Burgum and Pence are going to be on the wings.
Think about that. I mean, the governor is within inches of Mike Pence, the former vice president of the United States.
Opposite ends, actually. They're going to be on the wings.
Well, I realize but that,
yeah.
but I mean,
polling-wise,
they're the lowest.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how they distribute the stage. Ron DeSantis is leading among the other candidates. So he's dead set in the middle, and then they go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I can't tell you how much I'd vote for Doug Burgum before Mike Pence.
Well, you're not alone, obviously. And so this is rather interesting. Anyway, we'll debate talk coming up on the program today. We also are going to tell you about our 8th annual listener trip to the Big Apple. I'll have all the details on this. Grab a little pen and paper.
What am I going to do to get you people to go to Florida? Come on. I'm in.
Well, Florida, I think you can go on your own and just hang out on a beach and lay
around.
That's
what I think we should do. All right. I think Kelly and I should host a trip to Florida. You go to New York. We'll see who has more fun.
Because in New York, you're going to see stuff, and you're doing it as a group.
I'm with you.
And I think...
You know what? I've been to New York once, and we had an absolute amazing time.
You know, I have to tell you...
And I know you guys have a blast.
I'm not the world's greatest traveler. Like, I'm sort of, yes, honey, yes, dear, okay, let's go.
It's Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard that about Norway, too.
Yeah.
She's the Julie of the Love Boat.
She is. She's Julie, the cruise director.
She thinks
of everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm proud that I brought her to New York City for the first time.
Your daughter was telling me a story about that, how she just...
Is that right?
Like herding cats kind of thing.
No, she loves it. She absolutely loves it.
She lives for it. Loves
and
it.
After I brought her there, she fell in love with it. And she's gone back with her mom and sisters and cousins and many, many times she knows where to go, where not to go. And you're in this little cocoon of folks from home that travel in a big motor coach bus. Anyway, I'll tell you all about it, but if you've thought about going before but haven't done it, maybe this is the year. I'll tell you about that coming up before we're done on the program. Brian Kronk, the money man, will be here as well. But I have a question. This is for anybody anywhere that is concerned about what your government spends. And I know that all of us talk about $33 trillion in debt. But if we're honest about the $33 trillion in federal debt, our ability to impact change on that front is really limited. You know what I mean? You got to vote for the right person, hope they go there and fight for it, and let them know you want them to spend less, et cetera, right?
Yep.
But it's tough. Kevin Flynn, Scott Hannon, every listener to this program, your chances of having an impact on lowering the federal debt really is your vote, and that's about it. At the state level, it's a little easier because you have the state legislature, and state legislators live among us. They're citizen legislators, so they have to see you at the grocery store and the drugstore and the football game and the basketball game, right?
No, they don't. They can order everything online, everything delivered. Now they don't have to go anywhere.
Well, it's
not to be accountable anymore.
It's true, but I mean, there's
supposed to be.
It's the next layer of accountability.
I love it. Yep.
But where you really can affect the most change is at the local level.
Yep.
So everybody in North Dakota, for instance, got a summary of what their property taxes were going to be, and every single one of them saw a school district that was the lion's share of their property tax bill and the lion's share of their increase in the property tax bill.
Right.
I did a little digging, and I'm telling you, it took some digging. This is not easy stuff. You've got to dig into memos. They make it so easy. They must just snicker when they decide how to lay out a budget at the and say, let's see here. Because they're mandated by the state to submit a preliminary budget, okay? And then they do a final budget, and then they pat themselves on the back. We're only 2% higher than our preliminary budget. I don't care about a preliminary budget. I care about what you spend last year, what are you going to spend this year? Guess how much they're spending more? Fargo School District, 13.4%. So in addition to getting hammered by Bidenflation, you get a 13.4% increase in how much more tax dollars are taking from you.
One question I would ask, is their 13.4% bump have to do with Bidenomics? I mean, it's costing more money to
get
a teacher. It's costing more money to get food into the school. It's costing more money to cook it. I mean, part of it probably got to be they accountable for that?
Here's what I like them to do. Recognize that there is inflation and say, where are we going to cut?
Right.
Where are we going to trim?
There you go.
People are hurting right now. We're not going to stick it to them.
Actual conversations.
They had $60 million in property tax revenue last go around. They have $67 million this time, and yet they're cutting the mill one quarter and increasing what they charge you 13.4% more in the budget. It's unbelievable. Now,
can you see the budget? Do they have, I mean, is it line by line?
You can't believe, Kevin, what you have to go through to see that.
Oh.
I mean, you got to find memo, literally. If you want to,
it's a spreadsheet.
If you want to spend the time, you can find what you're talking about line by line. I guess I'd call it a typical budget, but it's a preliminary budget. And then where's last year's? And then what's memo 37 say? Because that addresses that. And then memo 50. And then don't forget, you got to have memo 25. I'm not kidding you. It's a maze. It make the Red River Valley Fair corn maze look like a picnic in trying to determine what the heck's going on. It's unbelievable. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you live, the school district is most responsible for the property taxes you pay. I'm in Fargo, North Dakota's largest city last night. Second largest school district, and four people speak. Four people got up and said, something's not right here. Four people. Why do more people not go to these? Why do more people not pay attention to them? That's a question I want to ask you.
I would say deaf ears, like you just said.
But that's...
I know.
They win.
Right. I'm just saying, but a lot of people just say they don't care anyway. They don't listen to what we say, whatever. I got kids.
701-271-1100. Tell me what you think. And you can call about anything on What's On Your Mind as we get things going. Crystal's in Steele, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Crystal?
Hey, I'm excited about the debate tonight, but you know what would be fabulous? Is if Chris Christie would say on the stage, I'm stepping aside in my race for president because I'm going to challenge Bob Menendez in the New Jersey Senate race. What do you think of that?
Well, anything to get Christie, anything to get Chris Christie off of the national debate stage, I'm for, Crystal. So I like your suggestion. The size of his ego is making what you're talking about not likely. But there's something he could do to help America.
So you're
go take on a Democratic seat.
Chris Christie for Senate?
It's New Jersey.
Oh, it's true.
Dana in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, you asked if we care about the debate. I want to lay out a little scenario for you here. Well, the Republicans, well, we spend $500 million on people that are not getting anywhere near the presidency in 2024. The Democrats, they know the guy's not going to be Biden, and they're not scared at all. They have a plan. Why we're spending $500 million on that. Their ground game is ready to go, the legal one, the illegal one. They're not even worried right now, and I think that's worry everyone. The Republican Party's plan is to work against every mega candidate they can, and that's it.
Interesting, well, Dana.
Take.
Appreciate the comment.
Very.
Yeah, and see if others agree with you here at 701-271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My friends at Swanson Hyperbarics had a great Saturday. They did a little fall fest over there and gave folks a chance to tour the clinic, meet the staff, and learn a little bit more about how you can start your journey to healing. And if you didn't have a chance to attend, here's what I'd encourage you to do. Go to SwansonHyperbarics.com. Stop and see them. They're three blocks south of 32nd Avenue on 25th Street, right next to the Casey's convenience store across from the churches there. the Gethsemane and Hope Lutheran churches right across the street on 25th Street, and stop and see them, or go to the website, Swanson Hyperbarics, find out more. Have a consult. They'll give you a free consult. And chances are, an ailment that maybe you aren't having any luck with from prescription medication or any kind of traditional therapy, they have a cure for. They have a way to lessen your symptoms. Long COVID is one I hear a lot about. People that had COVID, they're over COVID, but they still have kind of their foggy and the taste isn't back, things like that. They've had a lot of success in bringing people out of long COVID, but that's just the scratching the surface. Wound care, concussions. Find out more. You'll see some actual testimonials from folks at SwansonHyperbarics.com. So last night I'm at the Fargo School Board meeting, and I have a few questions, just basic questions on, okay, here's what you spent last year, here's what you spent, what you want to spend this year. Why do you spend so much more, $24 million last year more than West Fargo Public Schools, $20 million more in the proposed budget, with 1,000 less students? Why are you increasing 13.4%? Basic questions. And the public hearing starts, and I step up to the microphone, and here's what happened.
My name is Scott Hinnon. I am a resident of the Fargo Public School District. And I, like many citizens of Cass County, got my estimate of property tax and the budget hearing dates, and that's why I'm here today, because property valuation is up 10%, and there's a 8% increase in taxes being requested, the lion's share of which are coming from the Fargo Public School District. So I'm here to get answers on why those property taxes are as high as they are. I have several questions related to the 2022-2023 budget and how that compares to the 23-24 budget. Would you like me to stop after each question for an answer?
We are not answering questions. We're just hearing your public comments today.
So when will you address these questions?
I mean, under statute, I don't know that we're obligated to.
Well, wouldn't you want to answer the questions of citizens that have questions about why the budget is what the budget is? What purpose is a public hearing if nobody responds to anything that's raised as a question?
Well, you can certainly ask all of your questions, and we'll make sure that we note them.
Right, but when will I get an answer on them?
I don't know.
You can't give an answer to a taxpayer about the budget. This is maybe why the budget is what it is. I would suggest at a minimum you should put on your website answers to these questions somewhere. Put somebody in charge of answering the questions.
So somebody was
let me ask them.
So somebody was there last night. I went into my questions. But how's that for snark? For Melissa Burkhart. You know.
There's government right there.
I don't know.
Right. And
I don't know.
By statute, we don't have to answer your questions.
Yeah.
So go away, peasant. Go away.
I don't think we have to.
Now, I was extraordinarily disappointed that there were only four people there last night that spoke for the budget hearing. But I think I know why. But I'd like to know, why aren't more people there? Why aren't more people there demanding answer questions?
Yeah,
demanding. I don't know. And the body language from the superintendent especially, for everybody who spoke, was immensely disrespectful. Not even looking at anybody, not paying attention to anybody, looking down the whole time. It's bad, folks.
Ma'am, are the toilets flushing?
I don't know.
How about the kids? Are they eating?
I don't know.
How woke are you as a school district?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect.
Glenn in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hi, Scott. Say, part of the problem is people need to get involved, and it begins at the ballot box. There was a recall for school board members, I think it was about a year and a half, two years ago. And there was a lot of people that signed those petitions for recall. A number of those school board members re-ran and are on the school board today. The last election, there was hardly anybody percentage-wise in the city of Fargo that turned out. If people
that
signed the petition had turned out,
you're right. The turnout was absolutely
totally
horrible.
School board.
Yeah, you're right. And so you sign a petition saying, I want to change, and then you don't go vote. Come on. I mean, we've got to be better as citizens about this, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if that's fine. The other thing that can be done is, you can call and talk to these people. They are public servants. They will respond to your phone calls, or they should. You have to be respectful. But the thing is, the direction that they're taking the schools is one that parents have to be the ones that are really involved, because it's their kids that are being impacted by policies and by the direction of the things that they're teaching and the philosophy that's being presented at the schools, and the whole everything that's happening there.
That's a very good point, Glenn. Very good point. You know, parents themselves, okay, how many students are in Fargo public school systems? Like 12,000, odd numbers, round numbers. I think it's 12,000, just short of it maybe. 1,000 more over in West Fargo, of course, and they cost less to educate them over there than they do in Fargo, which is my basic question. Why? I want to know. And I'll keep asking for sure. But, you know, West Fargo, speaking of which, public referendum last night, $141 million request to keep up with the growth in West Fargo for additional schools and additions to schools, and it needed 60% of the vote. It only got 50%, but there was a miserably low turnout, really super low. It's bad news. Glenn, thanks for the comment. Call again. I'm going to squeeze Steve in Fargo in here before the break. Go ahead, Steve. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah. Do this or not, if you have time or the inclination, but couldn't somebody file a Freedom of Information Act request and get a copy of all the checks that are written by the school district and publish them just to show the people where they're spending money? Because I'm sure it's ridiculous what they're spending on some of them things. I got a brother who works for the school district in a small town south of here, and they're out of control with their spending on some of the things they do. But nobody knows it. He knows it because, you know, he's the ones getting the money to spend it.
Well, there was one individual last night.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. One individual there last night had done something like that, requested some things, and they said, okay, we'll give them to you under the Freedom of Information Act, but you have to pay us like $2,000 for the time it takes to dig these records up. So they make you pay for them, which is...
I did not know that part.
Not a Freedom of Information
Act. That's not right either, because it's our tax dollars.
Darn right.
No, I didn't realize that. I don't know. Is that even legal? I don't even know. Because under the Freedom of Information Act, is that even legal to charge for that?
Now,
if there's a lawyer on here, I'd like to, might know that. Maybe they can answer that question.
If it isn't, it should be. Now, I would say this. If, Steve, you decided to do a Freedom of Information request every week and ask for enough information that it takes a staff member, you know, the whole week to do it, I could see where the system could be abused, and they would have to say, well, wait a minute, you're going to have to pay something. But, I mean, people that are doing this on a reasonable basis, just wanting to know, answer the questions. Put this stuff out. Transparency, come on.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spa and pool tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a hot spring spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. New information has come out from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. One day before the first hearing into the House's planned President Joseph Biden impeachment inquiry. Representative James Comer reported that President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank money wires, payments totaling $260,000 to his son Hunter from Chinese nationals. One of the Chinese nationals is reported as Jonathan Lee, who developed a business relationship with Hunter while Joe was vice president. The committee said both wires originated from Beijing and were delivered to the Biden home after Joe announced he was running for president. A raging fire, seemingly caused by fireworks at a wedding, engulfed a hall with guests in northern Iraq today. Authorities are reporting more than 100 people are confirmed dead and roughly 150 others injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Tonight, live coverage of the debate starts at 7 on the flag, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. The fun part is if you watch it online, so you go to am1100theflag.com or am1090theflag.com, and you can watch the debate while we do real-time commentary. Gosh, it's fun. We have the best time. And so we'll kind of have our and then we have a live studio audience with like 50 folks here that are part of our watch party. And we'll be a real-time reaction, be chatting with those folks as we go during the commercial breaks before and after the debate. So it's a lot of fun. Thanks to the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation for making that happen. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Let's see what's for lunch today. How about spaghetti hot dish, 45th Street? Lasagna at MP Avenue. Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue, PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, Swedish Meatballs, or Taco Hot Dish. Chicken Pot Pie in Harwood. Of course, Valley City has home cooking. Glendon, Yulin as well. And guess what? The Castleton, brand new PetroServe USA is open. And you can barely get a parking spot for breakfast or lunch. Folks are just loving it. Can't wait to be there. Monday, I'm going to be at the Harwood location of PetroServe USA. And I have $1,000 worth of gift cards for you to fill up or have some home cooking, whatever you'd like. All you need to do is stop by Monday during our broadcast. We'll be there from 8:30 a.m. until noon Monday. And you tell us I stand for the flag. Boom! You got a gift card. Doing a little pink at the pump promotion.
Nice. Yeah.
Which is all about breast cancer awareness.
October. Yep.
4 cents from every gallon of unleaded 88 goes to that effort. North Dakota Corn Growers, North Dakota Corn Council, North Dakota Ethanol Council, all coming together for that wonderful event. That's anywhere you fill up with unleaded 88, month of October. 4 cents for every gallon. Nice deal. Really nice deal. Have we got Mr. Gidley on the line? Daniel.
We're good.
Is Hogan there? Hogan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of envious, jealous right now. If I've got to be in the swamp, I'd rather be in this live studio audience you're talking about.
We're going to have some fun tonight. We're talking to real people. You know,
good food, couple of beverages,
also,
hanging out.
Also known as three-headed monsters to the swamp, right? All these real people out here in the heartland.
I love that so much more. My goodness, it's a disaster over here.
You know, all that.
There's a way to put a perfectly put.
I walked into the White House about 2 years into the Trump administration. the NDSU football team was there for a ceremony to be honored, and I had an interview with the president. And my friend Hogan Gidley, who's on the line here right now, and has seen, forgotten more about politics than most of us could ever hope to know, tells me, you know, I think I said something like, how's it going? He said, well, other than the fact that, 70% of this place is against us, I mean, like, the swamp, Washington, no, the White House. And I'm thinking, you guys go to work every day, 2 years in, and two-thirds of the people you work with are trying to chop your head off politically and bring you down. I mean, when you think of Donald Trump and his accomplishments in that context of how that place was so against him, I mean, it got a little bit better, but not much. Right, Hogan?
Not much. A little bit better, not much. Donald Trump did a good job of starting that process of draining the swamp. What so many people don't realize is, there are about 3 million federal employees across this country, and any one of them could work to undermine your entire agenda and be successful at it. Slow walk things, leak things to the press, et cetera, et cetera. We saw that. And so as Donald Trump started to get people out of the government, what you realize is the swamp is deeper than anyone ever thought, and there are a lot of bottom feeders down there, still trying to protect their turf and their territory, and they'll do anything, good, bad, illegal to prevent you from taking their power that they've been kind of cultivating for decades. So it's a very interesting situation, but, we worked on a lot of things here at America First to begin a transition project for the next administration, whoever that may be, to start on day one. I mean, look, I think Joe Biden had about 1,500 employees ready to start day one, and they were there. Trump had about 500. Joe Biden had signed in 48 hours, 19 executive orders. We signed one. So what we've done is we kind of laid the groundwork to get that thing up and running day one, writing the executive orders, making sure staff can be hired, all the things that Republicans are just historically bad at. So we're excited about that project, but more than that, excited about giving the incoming administration with America First leanings all the tools necessary, all the blueprints necessary to hit the ground running and avoid the pitfalls that happened in the previous administration.
And how do you go about that? You explained some things America First is doing and preparing for that better, but really, you need to fire everybody, don't you? I mean, everybody that you have in your discretion. I forget how many presidential appointments there are, but it's massive amount that no president ever turns everybody over. The people stay in their spots, but can you have everybody resign and reapply for their job?
You can do some things. We're working on what's called a Schedule F, which basically allows the incoming administration to fire more people than have ever been allowed to be fired in history. Because once you get in that federal government, you are afforded certain protections, which, of course, is ridiculous. It'd be like a new football coach coming in and saying, you got to keep all the same coaches. Well, no, I don't want to keep the same coaches. I want to bring in my team. And not to mention the fact those coaches you have to keep, yeah, they want to do a different offense. They want to do a different defense. They're going to work to undermine your authority as head coach. That's the kind of thing you're up against when you walk into an administration. But the fact is, even in those headwinds, even with all of that nastiness in D.C. and the attacks from, the mainstream media, he still was able to lower taxes, still able to make us energy independent, still able to build a wall, have low numbers of human trafficking, child smuggling, drugs pouring into our country, still able to give record high employment for African-Americans, Asian-Americans, and women. Hispanic Americans too. I mean, the successes in record-setting time were there, even in the face of a Republican-controlled Congress that a lot of times worked to undermine Donald Trump.
Gentlemen, I believe the quintessential scene that relates to what you're talking about would be when The Rock reprised the role of Buford Pusser in Walking Tall.
Well, we do have a tradition of professional courtesy up here, and I can personally vouch for each and every one of these men. They're good deputies.
You're all fired.
That's what's got to happen. You're all fired.
And Donald Trump's done it before. He can do it again, right?
Yes.
And you're fired. And what is amazing to me, and I hope people understand this, whether you love Trump or you hate Trump, you have to recognize how much he did in 4 years compared to what he promised he would do, and know that he did it literally with arms tied behind his back and people every single day in government positions trying to do everything in their power to undermine him. That's all the more amazing to me, Hogan, that what was accomplished given what you dealt with.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. And a lot of people vying for this position, which you'll see tonight on debate stage, will tout the things that they've accomplished at the state level. And by the way, that's fair. If you're a governor or you're a senator or whatever, you want to talk about the things you've brought home to your state. The difference, though, is a lot of those states have, you know, filibuster-proof majorities. A lot of those states have super majorities that align with the same party and the same politics as the governor. Come to D.C., it's a little bit different. You got some cutthroats up here. You got some folks who are willing to take you out any way they can. And you see that with the weaponization of three-letter agencies coming after not just, you know, Trump, but his staff, his businesses, you know, his friends, his family, his attorneys. I mean, it's insane what they're trying to do to people up here. And the more we can expose it, the better off we'll be. And I don't know anybody else who could handle the onslaught. Again, it's not just succeeding, it's not just thriving, it's not just surviving. It's taking what they did to you and still working on behalf of the American people. And so I understand when you take a look around and go, wait a minute, this is what the deep state is doing to me? Yeah, then I'm gonna fight back a little bit here, and I have every right to do it. And I'm excited that someone like Donald Trump knows where the bodies are buried, knows what happens up here, could come back in a potential second term and clean house a little bit, not just with hirings and firings, but exposing the rampant partisanship inside the three-letter agencies, inside the government, exposing them to sunlight, you know, implementing transparency, something this town's not seen in decades.
Spot on.
So tonight, got seven folks up there trying to say they could do it better. Critique them for me. What are we going to hear tonight?
You'll hear Chris Christie go on his, you know, his grievance tour, his whining tour that continues. You'll hear Nikki Haley kind of continue to embrace the establishment wing and kind of the neocon wing because that's where she's getting her funding from. You'll hear DeSantis talk about Florida. You'll see people going after Vivek pretty hard. You'll see people going after DeSantis, I think, pretty hard, too. To try and, you know, wipe off some of that veneer. Look, Trump is up 50, 60 points in these polls. You can't jump from the bottom of the ladder and skip 60 rungs and get to the top where Trump is. You have to go step by step. And so you're going to have to try and eliminate your competition at each level. Debates are about creating moments, taking that moment, building onto it momentum, and then making that momentum turn into a movement. Don't forget, Kamala Harris had a chance to do that in the debate when she called Joe Biden a segregationist and a sex criminal. She even had T-shirts made. So that was her moment. She couldn't make it into momentum and couldn't make it into a movement and never ended up getting a vote because she dropped out before ballots were cast. So that's kind of what we're looking to see on that debate stage tonight. You're not going to see too much difference other than the fact that they're going to say, I'm not Donald Trump's personality, but boy, I am his policy. Look at me. I can embrace those policies. I'd argue with the climate that exists in Washington, D.C., it's Donald Trump's personality that got a lot of the policies. Without that toughness, you ain't getting very far up here.
What do you make of Mike Pence, who would have an argument to say, I was there shoulder to shoulder taking on the swamp, and here's what I'll do differently this time to take him on, but just obviously not catching any traction whatsoever. What do you make of the Pence candidacy?
Not much. And I like the vice president. I worked with him. I thought we had a good relationship, good working relationship. I don't know why he's doing this. It's interesting that, you know, he's up there claiming credit as the Trump-Pence ticket, he keeps trying to say, which is, you know, a smart thing to do. It's the only thing you can do. You were in the room when Donald Trump made the decisions, but it was Donald Trump who made the decision. You were in the room giving advice, but it was Donald Trump who actually made the call, and Donald Trump, whose neck was on the line here. So it's a weird place for Pence to be in. I don't see a lane for him because I don't think he is where the party is right now.
I want to ask you about two other candidates when we come back after a short break. Hogan Gidley with us from America First, doing some great work day in and day out, quietly, but really important work. More on the debate prep after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at High Road Partners. They are an independent local brokerage, and they can provide a wonderful list of opportunities and options for your company. And when you work with an agent, you're charged no more than when you work directly with a carrier. You should know that. These folks are locally owned and operated. What they are is benefit strategists, okay? So, and they're not about see you once a year, get your renewal, and I'm out of here. They really work to understand your company, what you need for talent, your budget, questions along the way, help you build a multi-year strategy, and year-round dedicated personal support is there. How do we know? We use High Road Partners here, and we are super impressed. They specialize in health insurance. They've got a business and HR background. Find out more at highroadpartners.com. You can switch any time, by the way. So don't think it all away from my benefit year to start. Now you can switch any time. Highroadpartners.com. More with Hogan Gidley, former Deputy Press Secretary for the Trump administration. A couple other candidates I want to ask you about here, and then we'll wrap up here, Hogan, on tonight's debate prep. Governor Doug Burgum, our North Dakota governor, made the stage. He was the last one to make the stage after a national poll got him the numbers that he needed, but has the donors and has the state polls. And I understand the president has spoken favorably about him and his candidacy and said he'd make a good cabinet secretary. What do you make of Doug Burgum and his candidacy here?
Well, first of all, I'm glad the draft Burgum movement took hold and that he decided to throw his hat into the ring. But I will say, if I were Donald Trump, I'd pick him to be VP and then let him do what he did to get on the debate stage in the first place, which is basically give every voter in this country $20 if they go and prove they voted for the Trump-Burgum ticket. That way, it's just an easy glide into the White House then.
Well, that was brilliant strategy, really, wasn't it?
Really was. Smart. I mean, really was.
And his argument for it, Hogan, was what he said was, he said, look, and this is something that most voters don't know or people that follow politics, but, you know, the fundraising game in politics is all about it's a, you know, commission deal, and I'll raise you $10, but you give me $5, and, you know, all those kind of things, small dollar donors, we get a larger percent, whatever. And his point was, you know, to raise the amount of money I raised, the way I did it was way cheaper than if I'd done it with some, you know, paid consultant. So it was even fiscally smart to do that. It's crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. Look, I think Trump knows those people up on stage who would be good to serve in the administration because he put together a cabinet in the first place. So he understands kind of the ins and outs of the jobs, but he also understands the different agencies and what he's looking for in somebody like that. So Doug Burgum, who's run a pretty good campaign up until this point, made the debate stage twice. He's an interesting character and has some good ideas on the economy, and so we'll wait and see what happens there. But look, Trump is always looking to bring people in, into his companies, obviously, but also into his administration who can further the America First policies that he's been pushing.
Tim Scott, another one that's been in Trump world and been a supporter of the president's, and now seeking the nomination as well. What do we make of Tim Scott? Is he not catching on? Is he, you know, a sleeper we need to keep our eye on? What's your thought there?
Well, keep your eye on him. He's my senator because I'm from South Carolina. So he's a good dude. Known him for a while. Effective senator. I think a lot of folks are looking to figure out where they're going to land. And Tim Scott offers them kind of something that is solid in conservative circles. His story is so great when he talks about going from cotton to Congress. In a generation, my goodness gracious, what a great story. He's a great man and a good politician. He's been a strong senator for the state of South Carolina. I mean, look, there are reasons that senators usually don't, you know, win the White House. It's usually governors. But if anybody could do it, it'd be Tim Scott. Even if he doesn't end up winning this primary or getting anything, I guarantee you he'll be kicked around or at least talked about for some of these cabinet positions because he's that good.
At what point should President Trump join the debate stage?
That's a good question because, people ask me all the time, well, can't you tell him to get on the stage and he needs to debate or he doesn't need to debate or whatever? It would be political malfeasance for me to tell him to debate when you're up 50, 60 points. And all you're going to do is be a pinata, a punching bag for everybody else up there who's trying to get to your level. He's a known commodity. He doesn't have to do as many things. He doesn't have to go out there and debate. Now, he's campaigning, you know, like he's never done it before. He's still going to South Carolina, still going to Iowa, still doing the trips he needs to do in order to get in front of voters and answer their questions and give some speeches about what he did and remind people how successful this country actually was with his leadership. But at the same time, I don't see him getting on that debate stage anytime soon. Now, when the field winnows down, maybe he will. I wouldn't tell him to do it if I were advising him at this point.
Half a minute left, but I'm curious what you think whoever the GOP nominee is for president, they'll face on the Democratic side. You think Joe Biden's the nominee?
Maybe. It's a weird situation they're in because they have somebody in Joe Biden who, you know, we were sold as this great man who can bring people together, and it's good old Uncle Joe, nice and steady. Well, he can't get through sentences. He can't get from point A to point B just walking. He has the questions. He has the answers. He has the reporters to call on. He can't do that. Other nations see it. But his policies have really hurt everyone. Crime is through the roof. The border is wide open. Drugs pouring into this country. Wars breaking out all over the world. And, you know, this stuff isn't by accident from Joe Biden. It's by design. I mean, they're doing these things on purpose because this is what they believe. This strike, this union strike, it's his policies that caused it, because he's trying to make everyone outlaw internal combustion engines, outlaw cars, and you have to use electric vehicles. So
we don't have enough time to go through the Biden deficiencies. You're the best, Hogan Gidley. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner, but at Petroserve USA, you'll get a great car wash, and you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petroserve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petroserve USA.
Petroserve USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.